North Texas is booming, but as time persists, the population surge in North Texas isn't attributed to Dallas. According to the recent U.S. Census, Dallas experienced a decline in population with nearly 5,000 fewer residents from 2020 to 2023. Last year, over 34,000 residents relocated elsewhere, making it the eighth county nationwide with the most significant negative net domestic migration. But most of these residents aren't moving out of state, they're moving counties. By 2060, Collin County is expected to double the amount of residents. According to Texas Demographic Center projections, since 2020, Anna experienced a 52% increase, Salina 97%, Melissa 51%, Princeton 55% and Van Alston 51%. The data showed that by 2060, Collin County will be home to 2,438,008 people, versus the 1,168,395 expected by the end of 2024. Here's a few reasons why people are moving. Family comes first. As the young professionals of Dallas get older, settling down with their families has become a priority. Schools, neighborhoods, and safety are just a handful of the things parents are looking for when considering where to start a family, and a few suburbs stand out. In a report released by NIESH, 30 Texas suburbs have emerged as top residential destinations, six of which are in Collin County. Frisco, for example, holds a median household income of $144,567 and features top-tier schools like Liberty High School, ranked number one in Collin County. And Plano, home to 284,948 people and boasting a median household income of $105,679, shines with diverse amenities and exceptional schools like Plano East Senior High School, ranked number two in Collin County. Public transportation is falling through. If Dallas' population trend persists, the city might forfeit one of its eight seats on the 15-member board of the Dallas Area Rapid Transit, according to the Dallas Morning News. This could also mean losing the simple majority required to push forward its transit-related initiatives. The prospect of diminished voting power could hinder Dallas' efforts to advocate for projects within the 13-city transit network, especially if other member cities perceive little benefit from these initiatives. If Dallas wants to keep its seats at the table, it will need to flip that trend, and fast, D Magazine wrote of DART's seat changes. As folks move up to the suburbs, the need for transportation goes with it, and DART has already begun the shift. DART's $1.899 billion Silver Line project, once complete, will stretch from DFW Airport to Shiloh Road in Plano, passing through seven cities: Grapevine, Coppell, Dallas, Carrollton, Addison, Richardson, and Plano. Plano is set to gain two extra stations as part of this new Silver Line, one at Shiloh Road and the other at 12th Street. Businesses are moving. Today, 24 Fortune 500 companies are headquartered in Dallas-Fort Worth. But most of those are not in Dallas proper, they instead are choosing cities like Plano, Frisco, Irving, and McKinney. As companies such as Toyota, Atmos Energy, Cinemark, and Globe Life expand their presence, corporate prospects extend beyond Dallas. Now, more individuals have the option of choosing to relocate to smaller suburban areas, especially those that are more family-friendly. Expenses are adding up. Dallas is expensive. That may be obvious, but as previously mentioned, businesses and transportation are moving, but rent isn't getting any cheaper. According to Rent Cafe, Dallas costs an average of $1,575 to rent 849 square feet, and let's be honest, that's a generous estimate. Rent Cafe reported that 59% of Dallas occupied housing is rentals. But 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom rentals continue to rise in price year after year, and about 79% of properties in Dallas-Fort Worth are cheaper to rent than buy. Investing in the future. Cities in Collin County are showing their dedication to not only providing high-quality amenities, but high-quality developments and investments for the future. In Frisco, for example, the addition of the PGA and the upcoming Fields development are proof of what the city is willing to offer to its residents. In Plano, Legacy West is a one-stop shop for everything a resident could want. And soon, coming to McKinney, a 20,000-seat amphitheater promises to bring big-name artists and an influx of money from visitors to the county. North Texas cities such as these have become a model for not only what folks look for when moving, but what other cities aim to be. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.